Boom. All right. Welcome everybody to our October monthly chat for our summit partners, and welcome to all of our safari partners. This is your quarterly chat. So glad to have you here. For those of you who've been on with us for the last 10 minutes or so, as we jumped on early, great to have you guys. We already have a great lively conversation going, which is always fun from all of you guys. Truly one of the highlights of our month. So let's get it going. October has been Sextober. We have the 30-day sex challenge going on for all of you who are part of that and hanging out in the Facebook group. We've talked a ton about that. So today, as we do our chat, we're going to sort of not really go into the 30-day sex challenge.
There's been a lot of discussion.
There's been a lot of discussion, lots going on. We really want to dive into what's happening in your guys' lives other than the challenge. If you're doing the challenge, if you're not doing the challenge, we want to hear from you for sure. We'd love to just jump into the position post with you guys for a little bit as well. And more than anything, just answer any questions you guys may have. And we've already dropped some pretty awesome information, but we'll drop that information.
Put it in, yeah, because it wasn't recorded.
So we'll do that right now again. So for those of you who didn't hear, we are planning a San Diego One Marriage Conference in February 2020. We already have Henderson, North Carolina set for March 2020. That's March 7th, and registration for that is already open. Once we have everything secured and everything ready for San Diego, we're going to open that up, and it's going to be a blast. So be ready for that one.
Yes. And something that is unique to the One conferences is that we do a VIP dinner.
Yep.
But that is limited seating. We keep that small and intimate on purpose because that comes at the end of the day. Obviously it's a dinner, and that's our opportunity to really get a lot of FaceTime one-on-one with the One family. So if that's something that you're interested in, whether we're talking about Henderson or we're talking about San Diego or any of the other locations that we're looking to put on, don't wait on that one, you know, because that is something that fills up pretty quickly. And I just want to make sure that, yeah, you know, if you guys want to be, just you guys know about it, because it doesn't come till the end of the registration process as you're going through. And so I just want you all to be aware that that is an option.
Yep. And it's a whole new conference. It's a whole,
yes,
new,
oh, I'm so excited.
It's a whole new conference. This year, or 2020, the theme is going to be called Dream Again. And so for those of you who have attended and are looking to come again, believe me, this is going to be new. We're still going to have some of our tried and true pieces, which is our couple time, because we love that and you guys love it as well. So be ready. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. There, I mean, obviously we'll still have couple time, like, know that that's a given. There will always be, in every One conference, there will always be action.
Yep. So
yeah,
it's good.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Judy, I hear you. The first night you're in Virginia, the second night, yeah, we changed those up. We've already talked to the church and really addressed that this year. So hopefully we won't have, like, again, Casey and Matthew with, you know, an inch crack in their door.
It does make for great stories. I mean, let's, yes, remember at the end of the day that as inconvenient as some of those things can be, those are the things, those are the memories that actually bring a lot of laughter,
yeah,
to, yeah, a marriage. Yep. So, yeah.
Yep. All right. So before we even jump into the position post, any questions you guys want to ask? I'd love to just even hear some wins that you're having in your marriage. Date night, coffee break. We can look at walk-in talks, you know, share some of those wins you guys have been having. Intimacy lifestyle, for those of you who are, you know, not doing the 30-day sex challenge, but are looking at that. For those of you who are joining us, since we came back from Kenosha, welcome. Really honored and blessed to have you guys here. You know, what are some of the wins you guys got at the conference? And what are you still doing? So we'd love to hear some of those from you guys, because it's always great to hear the wins that are happening in your lives.
Crickets. So many answered prayers. We've been praying for our wayward son to come back to the faith. This morning he texted me, what time you going to church on Sunday?
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Wow.
Wow. That is awesome, Karen. That is a huge win for you guys. Yes, yes.
Anybody else?
Oh, there have to be more wins. Come on, you guys.
There are way too many people on here. There'd only be one win in the last month.
This is where you get unstuck. You can share whatever you want because we love hearing those. And, you know, getting, even if it's, hey, you listened to a podcast recently that just gave you some good insight, you can do that as well.
Jump into the message post.
We've started getting back to church when possible. Our girl hates nursery though and got kicked out. Shelby. Oh boy. That's okay. She'll get back in there. She'll be good.
Karen said they told Marty and he said his eyes were welling up with tears. So many unexpected blessings.
That's awesome. Love it. That's nice, Travis.
Is that okay? So Travis said the 30-day challenge made us finally clean our room and put away the laundry. Is that because of the contest? That, you know, like I wanted to see everybody's bedroom, and so, you know, you had to do that. Judy said we had a conversation that didn't end up in a fight.
Wow,
that's huge.
And Judy, you guys, if I'm correct, are now empty nesters, right? Mm-hmm. Completely, right? So I mean, that's big.
What's a partial empty nest?
What I say?
Well, you said they're completely in, so I was trying to figure out.
Well, I mean, all the kids are out of the house now, and everybody's gone. So, and for all of our safari partners who are jumping on, you guys can jump on the chat in Zoom. We'd love to hear you guys as well.
Ashley says, we're having more real conversation, which I crave, over weather talk. Amen to that.
Who said that?
Ashley.
Oh, Ashley.
Yeah.
Oh, right there. Oh, yeah. Jeez, that's always good.
Yeah. Healing and spiritual breakthrough from Tammy.
Love it. Come on.
Shelby, a disagreement that turned into a date and sex.
Yeah.
That may be the best solution to a disagreement ever.
Yes, that is an amazing disagreement.
Travis says the next challenge should be a 30-day, oh, you scroll down, a 30-day clean house challenge. Let's not be ridiculous.
Travis, I live with a piler.
Yes. Let's put it this way. John, if we did a challenge like that, there would be no sex that month because I would just be cranky.
John said the challenge has kept me grounded and figured out how to communicate without being mad.
Wow.
That's awesome. That is really good.
Ashley says, you saw our pre and post bedroom. That's for sure a win too. Yeah. For those of you that are Summit partners, yes, search for Ashley's name.
A-S-H-L-I.
And see their before and after pictures on their bedroom.
Dude, that is a huge win, Ross and Ashley. I mean, we saw those pictures before, and no kidding, that made me like, oh, claustrophobic. And the after is just crazy good.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so Travis was just trying to set the mood with the clean room.
Yeah.
It makes a difference. Yeah. It makes a difference.
Yes, Judy said yes. Lynn, we have been making date night every week an actual priority. Right on. We are taking care of us, and our kids know this on our time. We are doing us, not them, for one night a week. I love it. That's huge. It really is. And you know, making our marriages a priority in those little ways really just impact our kids because they do get to see us modeling that. Sometimes they don't always like it, and yet we just keep doing it. So great stuff.
Kim and Kurt are doing the mini trips. I know we all watch your adventures, you know, camping, the trip to Nevada. Everybody loves seeing you guys travel. So
who's joining us in Tahoe when we're speaking in November? Is anybody coming up to Tahoe?
Couples getaway. We haven't seen a list from them who's going. So if any of you are going, just put Tahoe in the comments. Just
love to know that. Yeah.
Kyle says, less than a week until my wife and kids come home. Then we get to start the 30-day challenge. Oh, that's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
We were talking about anticipation today in one of the posts. And now you've got that countdown going, Kyle. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. Any more?
All right. I think we're good with the wins. I'm going to let you take over on the position post.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. That's I love just seeing those and hearing those. It's a win.
Absolutely.
To, you know, open those things up because it's important.
So,
do you want to just go over? What do you want to go over?
What do you want to go over?
No. Go do whatever you want.
Oh, I thought, okay. Yeah. Hold on. We had planned to go to Tahoe, but cherish one.
Yeah, that's totally a good call.
Totally get it.
Very good call.
So, obviously, the position of the month was the Superwoman. And no cape required, no cape required. How many of you have tried the position, the Superwoman position this month? And any feedback on that position, what's worked, what hasn't worked?
One of the great things I'm seeing is that the positions, I think a lot of you see those and just go, it's good. But when you actually take the time to try it and work through it, it's amazing what will happen. Mm-hmm. So don't just like look through that piece and go, oh, it's a new one and move on. Take some time, read it together, and then attempt it. If it doesn't work out exactly the way you want, it's okay. It's part of that communication process of going, hey, not everything's going to work, but we can still have fun and enjoy one another. Elisa and I try these at times and not all of them work, and it's okay.
Ashley says we haven't gotten into the position post yet because we've been experimenting with the 30 days. And that's understandable this mm-hmm. month, you guys, that there is a lot of like two different pockets of information coming to you. And the great thing is that you'll have all of that information,
yep.
right? It doesn't just, you know, magically poof, disappear at the end of October.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, I know a lot of you, Kimberly Figueroa is the first person that comes to mind with her binders. Just knowing where you're keeping the information matters so that you can go back and reference it, whether it's the date ideas that are in here, because I know, and I love seeing this earlier, how for Kylie and Greg, their fall is actually like March and April.
Well, they're in spring.
Right. So they're spring now. So their fall was when we were having spring. And so she actually mentioned that they had done some of those ideas the opposite 6 months.
Yeah.
So you can keep the information. You can use it when it fits for you. Let's see. Oh, Karen, like off the movie, Incredibles, no capes. and you know what? If you want to use a cape, use a cape.
Yeah. Andrew said it's a little tricky because our bed is a little too tall and our couch is a little too short. Maybe we just need for new furniture. Yeah, for the tall one, I mean, you could always put like a pillow under your feet and just give yourself a little wedge up, maybe. That might help you there.
Mm-hmm. Or a wedge or something like that on a shorter surface,
mm-hmm.
like the flip ramp or something like that, that actually
raises you.
That's another thing.
Yeah.
Position won't work. Oh, pregnant belly. Yeah. Well, you know, that's understandable.
Yeah. That would be that's a very awkward one for women who are pregnant for sure. So that's awesome. All right, let's jump through.
So I know there's been a lot of discussion too on the whole pumpkin spice libido.
Yep.
And we've been having fun, and we were in Starbucks earlier today, and I couldn't help but giggle when I saw the pumpkin spice latte on the menu, because it does because of all of you, it takes on a brand new meaning when I see PSL. Those of you that, you know, enjoy scents and things like that, what have you experimented with pumpkin spice or like that cinnamon nutmeg?
Combo
this October. Have you tried any of the pumpkin lotions? I know that Shanna, we were having a conversation on Monday, talking about the skincare scrub that she had posted there at Shangri-La. So what pumpkin spice goodies, lotions, massages, otherwise, have you all tried this month? Karen, you're so talented. I think you could figure out a cape situation. I'm not concerned.
I'm sure she would. Yeah.
Real quick. Ashley asked about a caramel lube. Ashley, if you go into the position post, there is actually a link. Can you explain to them how they can, with the hyperlinks in the post? Because that's
There's a lube in here?
Yeah.
So within the position post, when you're in it and you open up the PDF, if you hover over the word, it should just link you directly to it. It doesn't show like a hyperlink as you would see on a web page, but just if you don't download it or print it out, you should just be able to hover over it and get to it that way.
Should we add that? Should I make a note to add that into the Amazon shop?
No.
Okay.
That's
just keep it there. Okay. That the other thing with that too is that
because she downloaded it. Okay. That's why. Yep.
Like all those Halloween costumes, those are all linked in Amazon. So you, if you hover over any one of them, you will actually find them in Amazon. Yep. We try and do, like, anytime we mention something, just so you guys know, anytime that we mention something, typically we're going to link to it so that you can go find it.
Yeah. And, but it's only available if you open it up as a PDF in your, on your computer.
Karen said I made, those parfaits that for when they had dinner with Kimberly and JR. Wrote the recipe in the post. Someone asked about pumpkin spice. I've used cloves, cinnamon, frankincense, and myrrh oils for our different encounters. Love them.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, those are great.
Yes. So that's all pumpkin. Position post also talked about the one conference there in Kenosha with a number of pictures. And we just had the best time.
Yes.
In Kenosha. One of our most favorite things in the world is getting out from behind the mics. And
seeing you guys. There's nothing more fun than doing that.
And I can't tell you, those of you that are Position of the Month Club partners, all of you, when we step out onto the stage and we scan the audience and we see your faces, it happened when we were in Kenosha. I actually had coaching clients. They surprised me. I didn't know they were going to be there, and we stepped onto the stage. And
it was just fun.
It's amazing because we've built this relationship with you guys, and then to step out and to see you there, holy cow.
Yeah.
It's like hero worship for us. The book, You'll Get Through This by Max Lucado.
Talk about that one. I think that's a great.
This was a really interesting read because there have been a lot of significant life transitions in the club over the last, I would say, 30 to 60 days. Mm-hmm. There's been loss. There's been, whether it's loss of a family member, whether it's loss of jobs, whether it's, obviously there have been stuff going on with kids and things like that. And I came across this title. And Max Lucado has been an author. Maybe you've heard of him. Maybe you haven't. He's been around for ages. I forget how many books. Did I even put down? No, I didn't get the total number. He's got 40, 50 titles. But has always had just such a straightforward style. And it can be a combination of your best friend and your mentor sort of all wrapped into one. Mm-hmm. And just the way he takes the story of Joseph and all of those times where Joseph could have literally, thrown up his hands, he gets thrown into slavery, gets tossed in a well. His brothers are like, hey, yeah, you know what? You're like the favorite son and we're over you. And so it gets I don't want to be tossed in a well. I don't want to be sold into slavery. I probably would have thrown up my hands and been like, this sucks, I'm done. And yet each time there was this perseverance, this, you'll get through this, right? He gets accused of rape. You'll get through this. He gets thrown in prison. You'll get through this. And so it's this message. And I think the club, this is why the club is so important. Because it's become a community of people that literally we live by this, right? Something happens and the club is a safe place to say, you know what? I got your back. Mm-hmm. You're going to get through this. And that's why this title just gripped me so much. And why, one, it's an easy read and I like easy reads, especially if I'm going to share them with everybody, because I want you to be able to at least, pick it up.
Get through it and read it. Yeah.
So,
And I want to just say on that note, coming up in November, on November 12th, we're doing our next Love Deeper workshop. All the details will be coming out soon. I just want to let you guys know about that. So if you haven't done it, and I mean, it's almost along this book title, and you'll get through this. And there are sometimes when we're going through things and we're not too sure if we understand our spouse or how we connect with them, the Love Deeper workshop will help you with that. So once that's ready, we'll let you guys know about that. So that should be here and available within the next couple of weeks. But again, just mark your calendar, November 12th, if you're interested. For those of you who've done it with us, we'll make sure to send you an email. Mm-hmm. So if you want to jump on the two and a half hour workshop when we do that, you can come back in. So
yeah, and it's this is a workshop that's a game changer for couples, because it's not just us talking at you for two and a half hours. It's actually using, you know, an assessment to better understand one another and then further be equipped.
Yeah.
For the challenges that you might face, or and for how to be successful in your marriage. November 12th, because I leave that day. Okay, so you guys might not be on. You got stuff to do.
And then we went with the romantic fall ideas, mm-hmm. date ideas, right?
And people have been posting today,
yep.
Just some of their favorites, things that they want to do, things that they've thought about doing. Let me actually get over here.
So, you know, get out there. You know, Lynn was saying they're making time once a week to get out for that date. You know, pick something new. It's amazing how many times when we'll sit down with other couples or friends and, you know, the rundown of date is the same thing, the same places. I like to believe that you guys in here aren't those people. You're going out of your way to find something new to do together. Example, I mean, Elisa and I took to the sky, on Sunday, this past Sunday, when we celebrated our 23rd wedding anniversary by taking a helicopter ride over San Diego. Lived here 16 years, almost 17 years now, and it was the first time we jumped into a helicopter and doing that. And it was a blast. I mean, it was a fun date experience. Oh. I mean, up in the helicopter, even though we both got a little queasy, it actually made it okay, because we have this dessert place that's, what's that dessert? Cafe 85 degrees?
No, 85
Celsius.
Degrees.
85 degrees Celsius, I think it is. And gosh, it just, they have the best, like, desserts.
It's an Asian bakery.
Oh, so good.
And so lots of desserts and that type of stuff, but it's not super sweet, so it's just the right amount.
Yes. So that turned it, our little motion sickness turned into that, and just sitting there and eating and just looking at all our pictures and everything.
And really, you know, just unique perspective of, you know, we've lived in San Diego for,
like I said, almost 17 years.
Just goes to show you that every once in a while, I don't listen to Tony.
Yeah.
Typically, it's the other way. We actually had a moment like that today where he tried to fake listening to me because he was on his phone. And I'm like, you didn't hear what I said. So that was my turn. And
yes, Shelby, it is amazing. We love it. John, enjoy your hunting trip. Where are you going to be, and what are you hunting? I'm assuming deer, but I could be wrong. Love to know where you're going to be.
And if you guys can't make it, that's workshop that we, one, totally get it. We do it a couple times a year. And two, there's always a recording. So if you want to go back and listen to the recording, but some of the actions that people are already taking, Kylie and Greg did a bike ride together, a road trip, sat in front of a fire, went to the cafe. Karen says, from Melissa, I want to hike up the hill again and take pictures of the hills changing colors.
Yeah, for you guys who actually have color change.
She wants to do a baking class, but she's the class. So have fun with that, Marty. Absolutely. A little pumpkin spice libido. Julia said, you know, just getting into this place of having the fires again, making it all fresh and cozy. And Ashley and Ross want to do a movie marathon, blowing up the air mattress in front of the fireplace, snuggle, watching some movies.
Yeah, so, that's awesome.
It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, John. Oh, you're going to have a great time.
Oh, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Yay.
You're going to have an amazing time. Lynn, the workshop will start at 5 p.m. Pacific, and we typically go for 2 to 2.5 hours, just depending on how many people get on and how many questions get asked. But for sure, 2 hours, 2.5, if we have more questions and more people wanting to sometimes we'll get really granular in that workshop, you know, just talking a little like, hey, you know, this is it just sort of in the money area or something, mm-hmm. and how do you connect? And somebody may have a question. So we'll get a little deeper into it with that.
Just so you know, the assessment that we're using generates an 18-page assessment for married couples. And the only page we don't go in detail on is the cover page, which is a picture of the two of you, your names, and you know, that's the only page we're like, yeah, you pretty much know who you are. So 8 to 10, if you are East Coast,
yes. That would be 8 to 10 Eastern. Yep. Coming up towards the end of this, so if there are any questions, we'd love to answer those for you guys. For those of you who are Safari partners and want to jump in on this on a monthly, on a monthly occurrence or basis, jump on into the Summit Partner level. We'd love to have you. We also have our full private Facebook group where we're on every day. Although yesterday I had a business trip and I was up at 3:30 and didn't get home till 12:30 this morning, so I wasn't on much of yesterday.
Yeah. And one thing I do want to say that we're now making sure to include in every position post is the FAQ and support page.
Yeah.
So if ever you need something, this is the best page to refer to as far as support resources and things like that. You know, we're very interactive on Facebook and on Instagram, but if you have a support need, the best place to send it is, you know, coming in here and doing support at positionofthemonthclub.com. That way the team actually sees it, because sometimes the support stuff that comes in through Facebook or through Instagram, we don't see it, or we forget, or it gets lost, and we don't ever want anything from you guys to get lost. So if it's communication where, hey, Tony, Lisa, I saw this, or you're reposting, or you're doing this kind of stuff, by all means, Instagram, Facebook. But if it pertains to your account, pertains to, you know, changing your membership level or anything like that, do support at positionofthemonthclub.com. It will make you happier and things will happen faster for you. Yep. Because Heather and the team, they're rock stars, and they actually, you know, take care of all of the stuff behind the scenes.
Yes. All right. So any other questions from you guys? Anything we can share or give you insight on? For those of you who are new, I want to just say we are so grateful to have you here. Don't hesitate to jump in. That's what I'm going to say. Don't hesitate to jump in. This is for you. And I know it can be a little intimidating at times to see everything that's going on, but you don't have to be concerned, because one of the coolest things is everybody here is part of the one family. And so with that means we have some common ground that we all understand, which is, you know, we want to be open, honest, and transparent. We're here for one another. We're here to support each other. And so with that, it's real easy to jump in. And, you know, if it's a little tougher for you, hey, one of the best ways to even just introduce yourself is how long you've been married and where are you from? Mm-hmm. And that always opens up something. Just people around, you know, it's amazing how many folks are meeting each other, because they're finding out they're in specific geographic location. So that's cool, you know, because sometimes we hear from you guys, well, there's no one in my community, or nobody that I know around me, or in my church that I would look to as a mentor. Well, is there somebody here in the position of the Month Club that can be that for you? And maybe you can be that for somebody, and that's what it's all about. Tracy, yes, way overwhelming and intimidating. It can be. And yet, these people love you. They do just as much as we do. And you'll only get so much out as you put in, because there is a lot going on. But believe Elisa and I when we say we see what's going on. Not always. We don't catch every little thing, because you guys are amazing. But we see you. Mm-hmm. And we love doing that. So it's just jump on in and connect.
And what I would add to that too is, you know, if you are brand new and you see a lot of the conversation, I mean, there are, you know, quite a few founding members in the club, and they, because they've been around for two plus years.
Yes, and thank you to all of those founding members. I don't know if we say it enough, but thank you to you guys, because when Elisa and I had a dream to have a place where you guys could come and we could come, you guys were the first there. And that doesn't go unnoticed to us.
And what I would say, what I was going to finish with that is that because they've been around for the last 2+ years, they carry the culture of the one family. They know the values behind this. They know what it means to be part of the one family. They've been carrying that for years. And so, you know, don't be intimidated. Step out, because like we say so often on the show, it's the baby step. It's the baby step that says, you know what, can I be accepted? And that's really what the question comes down to. Will you be accepted? And trust me, we'll be the first ones to correct
if needed.
But that has never been, in all the years, that has never been a correction that we've had to make. There has always been a level of acceptance, and that will continue. And we will continue to monitor. It's why we, even as, you know, the founders and the co-founders of One, it's why we're active in the club, and we haven't turned that over to some admin to say, you know what, you just go manage that. We're not going to be in there because you're family. And family doesn't do, you know, turn out. John says, I have found out for myself that this community is loving and caring. Once you open up and share, you will find out that you are not alone in your struggles. We're one big family.
True.
And John is a self-professed introvert.
So John has come out here in the last month or so and just been able to speak into people's lives like no other. And it's truly amazing to have seen you, John, do that. We love it. And one of the things is we got to raise up leaders in our community, and doing that, you know, in the marriage sphere means a lot to us. Andrew says it's a judgment-free zone here. Yes. As you guys know, when you're at the One Marriage Conference.
And that's going to be something, and you're absolutely right that we do need to raise up leaders, because we're not going to be able to transform marriage around the world with just Tony and I. We know that we need those in the One family who are willing to take on leadership, who are willing to come alongside. As Tammy said earlier this week, you know, that vision of an army. The only way that happens is if there are people willing to be vulnerable with others and are willing to, you know, come alongside us and become leaders within the One family, within the position of the Month Club. And that's what's happening here. And it starts really within the Summit partnership.
So, one last thing, just to give you guys a little clue in what's coming up for series. We're finishing Walking Our Faith series. That's going to be ending. And after that one, we got a 6-part series that we're going to do calling Let's Talk About Sex. And we're going to dive into that. So be ready for that one. And then to end the year, we're going to go into a Dream Again series. Because next year's hashtag, we've already come up with it. Don't use it yet, but we're already going to share it. Because it's really, we love sharing this stuff with you guys early.
At least it gets all freaked out.
She's like, don't do it.
It's not that I get all freaked out. Here it is. It's not that I get all freaked out. It's, okay, we got married before the engagement proposal video stuff. We had babies before the gender reveal. So for me, it's like the hashtag reveal is like a really big deal. And it's only October. I don't want to.
So we're going to wait. Okay. We're going to wait on it. So there you go. You guys know the next two series that are coming up. The next two series are Let's Talk About Sex. That's going to be a 6-part series. And then we're going to jump into December with our Dream Again series. Next week, we have a great Tuesday episode coming out. Don't miss that one either. So
sorry, Andrew, no hashtag spoilers. Can't do it. I want like just a little bit more under wraps. It's kind of like a review.
All right. That may come up in December. We'll do it December.
Maybe November. I kind of got to wrap my head around it.
Okay. All right. We're going to let her wrap her head around it. Awesome. To all of you, to the Safari partners who got to jump in with for the quarterly call. Love you guys. We do enjoy having you here. We'd love to have you join us in the Summit partner level if you'd like. Just, you know, hit support a position in the Month Club. Heather and the team can get you set up and ready to go. Any of you running in or will be in the San Diego area between now and the end of the year, don't hesitate to reach out to us. We'd love to see you, even if it's just a quick coffee or something. So that's it. Glad to see you, Shelby, as well. Keep your eyes open for the events coming up. For those of you who are looking to go to Henderson, tickets are already available for that one. Other than that,
love you guys.
Love you guys. Have yourselves a great rest of your week, and we'll catch you in the
Monday.
We'll catch you. We'll catch you guys in the group. Love you guys.